It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ice cream-loving squirrel treated to daily cones with nuts.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. That was weird. I just had a couple of sneezes, and I'm alone in the studio. Kevin is at his house today, and Steve's in his studio, which is adjacent to the one I'm in. And both of you said, bless you, and neither one of you is even in the room. That was weird.
It's what you deserve.
Yeah, we're very polite.
Well, and it was also must have been very loud.
Very loud.
It did seem like it was pretty traumatic.
Well, it was more than one, so I knew it was a sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. It wasn't like yours.
Oh, we're getting into this again, huh?
I am working at home today, Jay, and it's been a wild world, you know, because back in 2020 there was a little virus that went around, and that was the beginning of people working from home, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, right? I mean, the beginning of widespread, working from
home. Yes. Yeah. And it's stuck for a lot of jobs. I think a lot of jobs still do it. I enjoyed working from home for a long time. I think a lot of it probably was just because I was very successful in, I was losing weight. I was, you know, doing all the things. Like, just a lot of things came together for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that had more to do with the pandemic and things being different than it had to do with working at home. But it kind of added to it, so I was like, I think I kind of like working at home.
Uh-huh.
And then over time, I have liked it less and less, where it's like, I don't really like working from home, but I am thankful that I have the ability to do it.
Sure, an option.
Like when I've been sick with this garbage right now, and it's like, man, if I didn't have the ability to broadcast from home, that would really be a bummer.
Right, yeah.
I'd just be missing shows nonstop, and it's like, well, that's not good. So I appreciate the opportunity. However, I don't love it as much as I did.
You like having the backup plan available, just not your primary. Yeah.
That is correct. I appreciate that I can still be on the air, but there it was something that happened this morning that made me go, okay, well, if that was every day, that would do it for me.
Oh.
Or maybe she could do it at work or whatever.
Mm.
But my granddaughter came in this morning, and she does this a lot of mornings. She comes in, and she knows. She puts her little finger over her mouth and goes, shh.
Right, like, it's got to be quiet.
Yeah, well, not me.
Either
not
that or she's
quiet.
Telling you to be quiet.
Yeah, and she'll come over, and she'll just give me a little hug, and then usually she takes off, and that's it, right?
Right.
That's very nice, getting a hug from the five-year-old. Yeah. But today it was more. She came in and just wanted to snuggle. So she just sat on my lap and snuggled for a minute. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I could get used to this. And then she was like, okay, it gave me the 1 minute, Papa, like 1 minute. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And she left. And I was like, okay. And she was gone for a lot more than a minute. And then she came back into the room and she had a picture that she had colored for me. It's very beautiful. What is this? Well, it's silverish. It's kind of weird. I don't know what this paper is. It's like some sort of
aluminum foil.
Shiny. Steve, it kind of is like that. And it's like got shiny stars all over it. Oh, but it's a unicorn in space, I believe. It looks like that unicorn has a space helmet on its head.
Huh.
Typical stuff.
So you're looking for someone to, like, maybe color you a picture and then snuggle with you on your lap every day.
Well, yes.
Steve?
And then what she did is she came back in. This is the last part, Steve. This is the most important part, Steve.
I can color in the lines. Commit,
before you commit, you come back in, and I said, that's what she goes, I made this for you. And I was like, oh, thank you. She goes, because you're the best papa ever. And I was like, oh, you were so sweet. I said, it's beautiful. And she said, thank you, Papa. And then she said, she took a step back from me and she waved her hand up in the air and then brought it down to her stomach and bent over and bowed.
Yeah, like, Steve.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So she So that's the part that I'm going to need, Steve, is the you're the best papa ever, or you're the best, you know.
Co-worker,
DJ, whatever you want to say.
Newsman extraordinaire, whatever it is.
Uh-huh. You're the best one ever.
But what if I think you're just all right?
Aw, thank you. Oh, okay. And then you will just take a bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we say things, Steve,
yeah,
to make others feel good, even though it may not 100% be accurate. Ever heard of it?
That is true.
Oh, so you want me to be a liar?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, you're the bestest. And I bow to you, sir. How was that? Was that believable? Oh, he can still hear me.
We need to work on it.
I mean, it didn't sound terrible.
We need to work on it, Steve.
Like, Steve, sometimes sincerity seems a little... I mean, it's not as bad as Kevin's sincerity.
All right, Kevin, you're the best. Yeah. I bow down to you. Cheers.
That's not what... I don't want you to bow down to me.
You just said you did.
Taking the bow is just because I said it was a great... She did a great job.
Well, yeah, I know where she gets that from. Clearly, it's your son, her father, she's seen him do it because you told me yesterday he did it. So clearly she's seen her dad do it and thinks it's funny. So she's just kind of doing it.
Did he take a bow?
He did yesterday. He brought you water.
Oh, that was almost like a servant thing.
Exactly.
Like
I think that's
a bow saying, thank you very much.
No, oh, that's what you want.
It was more of a, you, yes, it was more, his was definitely more of the,
I bow to you, servant.
Oh. Let me get down on the ground and back out of the room.
Without question.
Yeah, that's what I thought you wanted.
I sure wish he would get home from dropping her off at school because I could use some water.
Jeez, the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You go to the Lincoln Street exit then instead?
No, I actually get off before that. I get off on, like where Second is and Hamilton.
Oh, Hammy?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
I pull a Hammy.
I call it Hammy.
Yeah, I pull a Hammy.
Well, you're the only one.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Psychologists suspect people who are highly intelligent face unique challenges in everyday life.
Boy, tell me.
Compared to the average person.
I mean, tell me, you know? I mean, you know?
Overthinking is common among high IQ high IQ individuals.
Sometimes it's just
now,
the irony
cannot
be ignored. Please continue.
I know, and I was going to give myself one for one.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm an overthinker. Yeah. They say you might struggle to sleep at night because of it.
There you go.
Uh huh. Or dwell on interactions long after they are over.
Oh man, tell me, buddy.
Here are unique challenges for highly intelligent people.
Unique New York.
They say these are things that the average person handles fairly well, but if you're very intelligent, you might struggle with these. We start with small talk. Well, most of us don't think anything of questions like, how's the weather? Or, hey, did you catch that game last night? Those with high intelligence may especially dread it. Highly intelligent people often seek complexity in their conversations, making routine or shallow exchanges mentally draining.
We've interviewed some country artists who are known to be relatively smart, and they have seemed, disinterested or disingenuous with their small talk. Now, that could be because they've had 40 other conversations with idiots maybe 20 minutes before us. So I don't know if that totally counts, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I definitely, I think about this, and I'm like, I always say that I do not like small talk. But I don't know that I'm going to chalk that up to being intelligent.
Yeah, I think you just have a dislike, and I feel like that's the lack of effort version of it is different than the struggle to do it.
Yeah, and it's not even the effort. I just don't feel like it doesn't go anywhere. But, like, what I want is real conversation, and I think it's more... It's not the complexity of it or anything else. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe I'm super intelligent. But I like to get to the juicy stuff, man. Like, hey, we could sit here and talk about the weather or this or that, or, oh, man, isn't it crazy that it's almost November?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could talk about all that, but I would rather just be like, oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And, like, talk about that. Oh, there's drama in your family, huh?
Well, a desire for gossip tough. And drama does not necessarily, I don't think, equate to intelligence.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I mean, are you a psychologist? I'm just reading what these people say.
All right.
He's an intelligent man.
Let's see. Maintaining friendships and dating.
Okay.
Exceptionally smart people may also have a hard time maintaining friendships or romantic relationships.
So you're a genius.
Highly intelligent people struggle with relationships as they sometimes, you know, intellectualize things and struggle to forge connections with others based on feelings and emotions because they just see it too cut and dry. Like, this is what I see. That is not my problem. My problem is I am too emotional and have too many feelings.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
And I picked the wrong person.
Okay.
Well, I'm just getting honest. I'm just telling you how it is.
Honesty is a form of intelligence, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Or something.
Yep.
Go ahead. What's the third one? Let's see if you fit that one.
Let's see. Keeping up with trends. Trivial things like, you know, pairing a particular sweater with a certain skirt might not be a priority for those with high IQs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't be bothered with trivial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of important stuff in your head.
They just don't have the mental energy for it.
Right.
Because their energy is being used on something actually intelligent.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm not willing to give up pairing a great sweater with a great skirt. I'm going to have to keep that one.
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm not looking like I'm the genius after all.
I mean, I think
Does anybody else feel like you might be a genius?
No, I mean, I don't care about the trend stuff, so that might have been the only one. Small talk, it doesn't necessarily bother me because we do so much of it. But
you're good at it, yeah.
There's just a lot of it that happens. I feel like anybody who has to do a bunch of meetings is going to get good at small talk, or at least the tolerance thereof.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see a lot of different people in a lot of different settings, people you only see in those particular settings, and you only have like, hey, I'm going to have 30 seconds to engage with this person. How's it going? Good. Yeah, what's new? Nothing. And if I know something about the person, I usually try to bring them up. Hey, what are your kids doing? Or how was that trip? Oh, it was great. We did this and went to the beach and then we flew a kite and it was great. It was really cold and it was June and it was the Oregon coast and I had to wear a sweatshirt. Oh, man, been there.
Mm-hmm. Match the skirt.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That is important.
It really is.
Very important, Steve.
Yeah. So.
And then finally today, very intelligent people struggle on the daily with controlling their emotions. People tend to be more analytical and logical than their average counterparts. We kind of already covered that a little bit with the relationship. But highly intelligent people, they're not good at managing their emotions, really.
Is that because they get frustrated with people who are not highly intelligent?
I think so, and it's logic. Like, they see things in a logical way.
Right.
And reason-oriented, not emotionally.
Oh, boy, I've been there.
Now, I will say that I am a very emotional person.
Yep.
Huh. My brother definitely falls more in this intelligent category.
For sure, yeah.
That is more of a logical thinker, that type of thing. I mean, like when we went through my divorce, he was like, you know, he was there. He was great. And we talked and everything it is, you know, what it is and moving on. And he goes, well, because I started to get emotional and he was like, nah, I don't know if I'm going to be any good at the emotional stuff for you, but I don't know. If you need money for a couch or something, let me know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. Too good to
us. I'm here live. I'm not a cat. Too good
to us. Kevin James.
You guys probably didn't know Dylan Scott did the I'm Not a Cat dance mix.
Remix. You ever think that people who just turn on the radio are super confused?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
What's good, Ryan?
Oh, not too much. Getting the kids to school.
How many kids do you have that you have to take care of that way?
Well, four total.
Four, okay. Well, that's a lot of school. Yep. Different schools, I would imagine, than two, possibly?
Yeah, I just dropped two of them off and off to the other school.
Yeah. How long does the total process take?
Oh, it's about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
Sounds like you might need some Indaba Coffee Roasters coffee. We can get you a $25 gift certificate to them if you end up beating somebody here in Beat the Show with the category of bosses. Who do you think you want to challenge today? Yeah, I thought the same thing,
Happy
Ryan.
Happy National Bosses Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. Very nice. Who would you like to challenge? Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
We'll do Kevin.
I think that's a good choice today. Kevin?
I am not the boss.
Not the boss. He's not barely the boss of himself. All right, Kevin, see you in about 70 seconds or so, 75. Give me an extra five.
Deal.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, 60 seconds for you, Ryan, and the category is bosses. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, what is the 2011 movie about bosses that has a cast including Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and Jennifer Aniston?
Horrible Bosses.
Who is the famous rock star who has a career spanning six decades that is nicknamed The Boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Montgomery Burns is Homer's boss on what TV show?
The Simpsons.
Name a movie the character Gordon Gekko is in.
Pass.
Who is the actress, also known for being in Charmed, who played Samantha in Who's the Boss?
Pass.
Who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Pass.
What actor played Tony Soprano in The Sopranos?
Pass.
All right. Movie with character Gordon Gekko in it?
Pass.
Okay. What do we got? Owner of the Dallas Cowboys. You think of that one?
Was it Wall Street for Gordon Gekko?
Could be.
We'll give you that one.
Okay.
I don't know. Which question was that, Steve?
Question four.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second, Ryan. Hold on a second. Question. Okay. All right. Got that one. All right. We'll see how Kevin does when he gets back. And if Ryan is not able to beat Kevin in bosses today, then somebody else will get the Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card. I feel bad about that with four kids. I feel like you almost guaranteed to need that. Kevin? We might have lost Kevin.
Oh, really?
That would be an automatic win, by the way.
Yeah, does he win by default?
He would if Kevin's unavailable. Oh, there he is. Hi, Kev.
Hello. Okay. I think I'm back.
you're good to go now. Yeah.
That was some choppy woppy, and I didn't know if you could hear me.
Choppy woppy. No, I have not. I could not hear you, but I don't mind it if you make it into a stew.
I thought of more of a weather term for choppy woppy.
It's fine.
You're
wrong.
Or maybe like out at sea.
Yeah, well, that the description of the ocean, certainly.
Yeah. Ocean, yeah.
now this.
Okay, here we go, Kevin. What is the 2011 movie with... What is the 2011 movie... What is the 2011 movie about bosses that has a cast including Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and Jennifer
Aniston?
Horrible Bosses.
Also, one of the words describes the question reading.
Who is the famous rock star who has a career spanning six decades?
Bruce Springsteen.
Montgomery Burns is Homer's boss on what TV
Simpsons.
Show?
Simpsons.
Name a movie the character Gordon Gekko is in.
Keep going.
with the next question, or?
Oh, you're cutting out.
Who name a movie the character Gordon Gekko is in?
Pass. I don't know that one.
Who is the actress, also known for being in Charmed, who played Samantha in Who's the Boss?
That's
did I cut out again, or you just don't know the answer?
You got it.
I said Alyssa Milano.
Oh, did he? Okay. Who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones. He seems very excited.
What actor played Tony Soprano on The Sopranos, or in The Sopranos, whatever?
Oh, James Gandolfini.
At the buzzer. All right. I know, Ryan. That was close. I think we got to give it to him. Yeah. All right. Let's run through the questions.
Yeah, we don't have to give him anything.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. All right. Fine. What is the 2011
Horrible Bosses? Everybody gets a point.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make you go through it again, Steve. I felt bad.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah. I mean, I was gonna guess Horrible Bosses when you said 2011. And then I just had to wait long enough to hear one. As soon as you said Jason, I was like,
right.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah. Both of you guys got
one
that
to
right.
One.
Nice. Who is the famous rock singer who has a career spanning six decades that is nicknamed The Boss?
2-2 with Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. Montgomery Burns is Homer's boss on what TV show?
Everybody got Simpsons. It's 3-3. So I thought to myself, excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent, Kevin.
Montgomery.
Name a movie the character Gordon Gekko is in.
I think Ryan came back and said Wall Street.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so yeah, right?
Yeah, I the reason why I said it that way is because you could either say Wall Street or Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, you know, the sequel.
Oh, the sequel. Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, I got you.
It's all good.
4-3 in favor of Ryan.
Oh, was that a whistle?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Oh,
yeah.
That was my son.
That's pretty awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great. Who is the actress, also known for being in Charmed, who played Samantha in Who's the Boss?
A little disappointed Kevin took that long to get Alyssa Milano, but, you know, we got there eventually. Ryan got a pass. We're now tied again, 4-4.
Who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones. He seems very excited. I don't know what the commentary was for, but it's 5-4.
And what actor played?
Did you see him this last weekend when they got beat by 50 points?
Yeah.
He just looks so sad. Like,
oh, really?
I spent so much money on this team for nothing.
Right.
What actor played Tony Soprano on The Sopranos? In The Sopranos?
James Gandolfini. He's going to give Kevin the win. Kevin, that was very good. Kevin, nice. 6-4 in favor of Kevin. Ryan did not want to get more than 4 because that's the number of children he has to take to school, so... You got one right answer for every child.
Yeah. I think that's right.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Ryan, sorry about that. You know, Ryan, have you played Beat the Show before? Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
I don't know. It sounded like maybe we did, right? He might have faded out right there at the end. I got a bad spot. I'm going to put him on hold, Steve, see if he comes back. Because I was going to say we got a few. I don't think he's played before. He's a first-time player. So I'm gonna score him a sweatshirt. I'm going to score him a hoodie and give somebody else a chance at the Indaba Coffee Roasters. So I'll take caller 7 for the $25 gift card. If Ryan's still on the phone, get a size, will you? And we'll get him a hoodie because I think that's the first time he's ever played. So.
Okay, and if he's not?
If he's not, then take the hoodie, cut it up into pieces, and make a blanket out of it.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One more song.
One more song.
One more song. Sean did not win.
He was letting you have it. He said he would let you have it. Later in our meeting, I'm going to let you have it.
Kevin James.
Double dog dare you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Kevin.
Well, believe it or not. Believe it or not, Jay, and this is one that's right up your alley. 40% of people say they would like a new one of these.
A new car.
Oh, don't you wish? That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Is that wrong?
You want one? You want one bad? Not bad enough to ever do it.
No,
you do want
heavens,
one.
No. Yeah, that would be silly.
What do you think it'll take?
I don't know, just the right vehicle at the right moment, probably. I've had some of those, and then I've gone, yeah, you know, I don't know, not really.
Yeah, so you've even come across what was the right one.
Oh, for sure, like, yeah. I mean, you know. And it's usually like, maybe I'll wait for it to come down, you know, because the longer they sit, sometimes they come down, and then I'm like, oh, somebody got it. Wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
I let it set for 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone else
possible.
Snagged it
up. Somebody was like, you know what? It is meant to be. And then I'm sure they're very happy with that, and so then I'm fine with it because I feel like that vehicle ended up with its rightful owner.
Sure, and if you were to... you know, just get it out there so everybody knows what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Is it still a pink Dodge Ram with a lift kit?
Oh, obviously.
And 37s?
Yep. And also where the, you know, hitch package, of course, with a curly cue piglet tail.
A hitch packet?
Package.
With a curly cue picket. What?
With a piglet. You know, he said it's pink, so I want it like a little piglet tail on it, like a pink little pig.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, because it doesn't exist, but I was just saying that that's why I can't find it, because it doesn't exist.
Oh, you want it to look like a piggy because it's a pink car.
There it is.
Now I get it. Now I get it, Jay. I thought you were just, I just thought you were talking trailer hitch stuff that I didn't know, and I was like, yeah, you're a man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, does that thing got a tote package on it with a piglet tail? Sure does. All right, then. Hook her up. Let's go
see
for a
now
ride.
What you're doing, yes.
Yeah. I was being ludicrous. Or
that's
whatever
not
rapper
it, Jay.
You want to be.
That's not what the 40% of people right now say that they want.
A new... Wait, it's up my alley? A new sweatshirt?
Yeah. Oh, that would,
I definitely don't need one of those.
That would be up your alley.
Yeah, but I don't need that.
No, it's something a little, it's a little bigger, and it's living.
Living?
Oh, a dog. Another dog.
A new dog. Actually, this, to be fair, it says a new pet.
Ah, new pet,
but
yeah.
I just instantly thought dog.
Yeah.
40% of people right now say they want a new pet.
Kevin, side note. One of my, well, they're a neighbor, they're a young person, they're in their early 20s, and they have been friends of our family forever and ever, amen. And he came to the house yesterday for the first time, not yesterday, the day before, for the first time in a very long time, hadn't seen him in a while, and he came by the house and loved this person, so I was like, hey, buddy, how are you? He's like, great, and so he's talking, and then he was only there for like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. He's like, okay, Jay, I gotta go, I'll see you. I'm like, oh, cool, man, so great to see you, you too. He goes, oh, by the way. Because, you know, he said the other two dogs are running around the house. He goes, Maggie?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's not the way you're going to want to leave this conversation. She goes, yeah, she's gone. He's like, oh, man, sorry, but long time, right? I go, yeah, 16 years. He goes, whoa. And, you know, for a person who's in his 20s, like literally almost his whole life.
Yeah.
But it was one. It's weird because, you know, it's kind of one of those deals when you don't see somebody for a while and you're like, do I probably not ask or, you know? I thought that was an appropriate way to ask, though.
It was. He did well with it.
Yeah, just say the dog's name. Just like, Maggie? You know, I mean, you're kind of doing one of those, like, you know, I think that was a great way of asking. So.
Oh, I had one of those awkward ones, but with a human.
Yeah, that I was going to say that
instead
is
of a pet. It was so bad because it was somebody that I hadn't seen for a while.
I did it really bad.
And I remember that her dad was sick.
Yeah,
like really sick. And but then I was like, no, I think I remember seeing the story that he somehow recovered.
See, yeah, that's the one.
You know how that, and then it's just in
all
your head,
the time.
And then you're like, we talked about other stuff, and I just didn't say, "How's your dad doing?" Or is
you did end up saying
it? I didn't because I was like, I can't.
Because you couldn't
say, how's your dad doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he's been dead for a year and a half.
I know. I did it once very badly to one person. And again, it wasn't one of those where I had a lot of conversations with this person. So not like, we're friends, we're friendly. But
same how this conversation.
You just
was.
Don't see each other for a very long time. And then I just flat out asked. I go, is your mom doing okay? Because I knew that she had been, you know, not okay. But I didn't know there was any.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the way to do it. Like open-ended, like, I know your mom was sick.
Yeah. And I think about
just
that
kind of set there
in reverse, though. If it's reversed and it happens to you, and God forbid, but it happens to you, you don't feel bad about it, right? I mean, I would never be like, you should have known, you know, because you know, people live their lives, but it does feel bad when you do the asking.
It just is a bad feeling. Yeah, just you're like,
yeah, sorry.
So, 40% of people want a new dog, a new pet. Jay, are you in that 40%? You're not, are you?
Not really. No, I think we're good. Steve,
you're set. You got two to take care of for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What do you think, Steve? You in the market for a new pet?
Someone told me the other day that I should get a fish.
Okay. Well, I mean that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Super cuddly.
Yeah. It doesn't feel the same.
As
no, it doesn't.
Like a dog or a cat?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm currently on the zero for the pet desire. I mean, I've had times where I've been up in the 80s and 90s where it's like, yeah, I might get a dog.
Yeah.
Really?
But right now, it's a zero. The Big 99.